You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 84. And today we're going to talk about the mindset upgrades necessary to radically improve your revenues right now. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. Melanie Benson, your host here. And what's your summer been like? So this episode's going live in the summer, and I'm noticing a lot of people talking about the summer slumps. Well, summer is a time where people are either recharging or they're supercharging. We've been talking about that a lot in the Awaken Leadership Lab and setting some intentions. I got to tell you, the members of the lab are supercharging. It's really awesome to watch how just small little tweaks are making a huge difference in their cash flow. And quite a few of them have been sharing in the lab how they have already exceeded their revenue goals for the summer. So woohoo, good for them. Now, if you want to get a rapid cash infusion into your business too, check out my free tool, Rapid Cash Strategies, at rapidcashstrategies.com. It's some of the same ideas I'm coaching my clients who are investing $8,500 to $25,000 to work with me. And you can get those same strategies absolutely free. But the trick is, don't just read them. Implement at least one this summer so you can supercharge your summer too. Now, let's get into today's episode. So I mentioned earlier that many of my clients are having a huge summer. Their cash flows are up, their revenues are increasing, they're selling more at the events they're speaking at than they ever have before. And yes, there's some strategy behind that. But if you ask any one of them in the Awaken Leadership Mastermind why their cash flow is increasing, they'll tell you we worked on mindset first. And I've noticed that the mindset has to be there first in order to start multiplying and expanding the revenue. So why is mindset so critical? And why do you have to upgrade your thinking in order to get better results? Because you're not going to do what will work if your mindset is in scarcity. So today I want to talk about some scarcity to abundance and success mindsets that have made a huge difference in the lives of my clients and in my own life too. And I want you to listen to this episode today with the intention of shifting, if not one, all of the mindsets required to have a greater impact, to take your business where you want it to go, and to really like have a higher quality of life. And that might mean abundance to you. It might mean you're happier, whatever that looks like, right? Jim Rohn has this really great quote, and it's always stuck with me over the years since I first heard it, and that is, your level of success will rarely exceed your level of personal development, because success is something you attract by the person you become. And he oftentimes talked about how your success is dependent on the person you are. And I personally found that to be true. And that's why when my clients come to me and they want better results, I always start with the mindset and looking at the personal development side. What's their thought patterns? What's their behaviors? What's their environment? And do they have the skill set required? Like, have they developed really the success muscle? So your effort and your talent and your actions are always going to fall short until your mindset gets conditioned for a greater level of success. And we've talked about this on the podcast before. It's a regular training piece of the lab. As a matter of fact, if you're in Amplify Your Success, which is our free community, you'll find that I talk about this a lot in there too. And that is, if you want to achieve more or you want different or better results, you've got to become more. You've got to become the person who thinks that way, decides that way, acts that way. And you really have to start telling yourself you're that before you ever become that. And in my own personal story, that's exactly how I made my leap from struggling to get past $1,000 a month to breaking six figures the first time, which ultimately led to many multiple six-figure breakthroughs over and over and over again, I could double or triple my income each year, was because I became the person who that was easy for. And that's what we need to do here today. Now, I want to talk about four really important pieces. And one of them are the upgrades. And that is, first of all, you have to upgrade from scarcity thinking to success thinking. And many people are trying to achieve a level of success that they dream of, or they see their friends doing, or they see these really famous celebrity entrepreneurs achieving, but they're still plugged into scarcity and struggle. And so we just can't. Like, you won't do the things necessary. You'll talk yourself out of it. You'll let fear decide for you when you don't have the right mindset. And so let's talk about what some of those mindsets are. And I want you to think, I do this or I don't do this. So I want you to go through these questions I'm about to ask and think, do I do this or not? And we're going to be talking about this in the Amplify Your Success community, but even better, if you join Money DNA 2.0, these are all part of the self-assessment you go through. So if you want to dig deeper into this, just know Money DNA 2.0 is the right program for you. Now, the first question is, do you compare yourself to the success of others? So do you measure your worth and your value against how well you're doing compared to someone else? Okay, if you're answering yes to that, then you're in scarcity. If you're answering no, I don't do that, great, because that's a sign that you are moving towards more success. Two, instead of feeling happy for other people's success, do you feel critical of them? Do you resent them or judge them? Meaning, when someone else is getting more success, do you tend to nitpick them and focus on the things they've done wrong? Do you find, you know, some way to blame them and or judge them for their success? Even if it's warranted, like even if they're doing it in a way that doesn't match your values, do you focus on that? Or do you just go, good for them, and focus on yourself? Three, when something goes wrong and you have a failure, do you blame other people and or situations for that lack of success? Four, are you worried there won't be enough money or opportunity? Or do you know that there's like an abundance and you just have to tap into it? Okay, so the worry is the problem area there. Do you, next one, five, do you focus on all the reasons something won't work? And of course, that it convinces you not to move forward. Six, are you afraid to lose control and need to do it on your own? So instead of hiring other people to help you grow and trusting others to take things off your plate, do you hold on to control and convince yourself you're the only one that can do it? Next, do you fear competition? Okay, do you basically reject opportunities to collaborate and align with others because you don't think there's enough, or maybe you won't promote other people because you feel like, oh, they're going to take something away from me. Next, do you think small? So all you can see is what's right in front of you, the next step. You're focusing on the immediate cash flow, the immediate next step, or are you able to see the big, bold idea and get connected to a long-term focus? Okay, so thinking small and immediate is a bit of that scarcity thinking. And last, do you tend to not set goals, wing it, and hope it all works out? Okay, so these are all signs you could have scarcity mindset. And one of the shifts that has to happen, so this is step two, is you have to shift away from, okay, these things are limited in my life, and start plugging into, there is an abundance. Now, how do I become the person that is aligned with that and is receiving that abundance? And there are some things you have to flip in the way your thought patterns are. And by the way, this might be the hardest thing you ever do, because you may have been programmed since birth to think this way. And many people have been, like, our parents gave us a role modeling that may or may not align with the success we desire. And whatever your parents in your community, your the mentors in your life programmed you for, you can actually shift it right now. But you do have to do some recoding and rewiring of the inner game. That's what Money DNA 2.0 is all about. So you have to upgrade. your thinking to a success mindset. And then what happens is you make better decisions, you take better actions, you become the person where success is on autopilot. So one of the big shifts that I personally found is shifting away from I can't afford that to what would have to happen so I could. So another scarcity mindset, and I wanted to hold this one out and do it separately, is shifting away from I can't grow or I can't do that because I can't go to that event, I can't hire that mentor, I can't hire a team because I can't afford it. Okay, I can't afford it is scarcity thinking. And it may be true, you may not have it in your bank account. But what I know is successful people do not let what's in their bank account dictate what they're capable of doing. And they shift their thinking. This is so profound. I did a whole episode on how to afford everything you ever want. And we'll put it in the show notes how to go back and listen to it. But you have to train yourself to strategically afford what you need to grow. And there's a whole dynamic of basically looking at it like, what would have to happen so I could afford this? Would I have to sell more of my offering? Would I have to have a return on investment that made sense? Would I become a better version of me? So instead of feeling limited, I was in this unlimited, unstoppable mode. Now that's the personal side. Like, you have to decide what's worth it and what would have to happen so that that investment made sense. But shifting out of I can't afford it to, okay, I'm going to do this. So what has to happen so that it makes sense, so I can afford it, so that I can move forward on it today? That is strategic thinking. And that thinking will set you free. That thinking will allow you to become the most successful version of yourself. Now, the third step that's super critical here is not just to know these things, but to actually practice them every day. I would listen to this episode several times and write down the statements that trigger you and or think you think, God, that's the one I've got to embrace. And practice it. Every time that old thinking comes up, practice it. Okay, really start to develop the muscle called I think successfully rather than I think in struggle or scarcity. And then step four is surround yourself with people who think big, who think successfully, who think and behave like the level of success you're craving and dreaming of. And here's why this is important. When you are learning new things, but you're hanging out with people who are struggling and critical and resentful, and you know, they talk about all the things they can't have and they're in that woe is me, guess what? That becomes your anchor point. It anchors in you being and thinking at that level. If you want to become the most successful version of you and pull off new levels of success, you have to train yourself. And that means you have to surround yourself with those people. One of the smartest things I ever did was get into a mastermind with more successful people than I was, because they wouldn't let me be in struggle mode. Okay. And that's why I run a mastermind. I run the Awaken Leadership Mastermind, because I want people of all levels of success to be in success conversations, to constantly be reminded, how can I continue to evolve myself? How can I continue to expand my capacity to lead, make a difference, and prosper? And so I want you to look at your environment right now. Am I set up for success, or am I around a lot of people who struggle and or have conversations that are not supportive? Okay, so that's a check-in for yourself. And it may be you just start with hiring a coach that holds you accountable to that. And that's definitely an opportunity as well. But I think community, it's why we have Amplify Your Success Community, we have Awakening Leadership Lab. Being in those conversations will absolutely propel you forward. So those are the four steps. Now, really work this process. And I want to leave you with another quote that has a lot of meaning to me. And I find it to be just this beautiful reminder about who we are and what's capable inside of us as we shift our own thinking. And it's by a man named Joseph Murphy. He wrote a book called The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. And it's, look upon your own mind as a garden. You are a gardener, and you are planting seeds or thoughts in your subconscious mind all day long based on your habitual thinking. As you sow in your subconscious mind, so shall you reap in your body and your environment. I'll be sharing this quote in the group, in the Amplify Your Success group. You can jump in there and download it, plaster it to your computer, print it off, put it on your wall. It's a great, great, powerful reminder that how we think is dictating how we feel in our body, the level of motivation, the level of inspiration, the level of capability, and the level of result. All right, so I'd love to hear your thoughts on today's episode. Come on over to the show page at melaniebenson.com podcast and look for today's episode. And be sure to join us in the Amplify Your Success community for some powerful conversations about up-leveling our thinking to up-level our results. All right, we'll be back again next week with another exciting episode of Amplify Your Success. I am Melanie Benson, and I can't wait to hear how you take today's episode and spark some new possibilities. If you've loved this episode and you think others might too, give it a little social media love. That on the show page, there are buttons that you can share it. I'm on Twitter, Mel Coach. I'm on Facebook, Melanie Benson Strick. I'm on Instagram at Coach Melanie Benson. So thanks so much for being here. We'll be back again next week with another exciting, inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success. I'm Melanie Benson. Bye for now.